Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville City Council member Dylan Morse to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We are recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. It was a pretty short meeting. A couple items on the agenda registered a little bit of discussion, though. First of all, it was the sewer lining project. What can you tell us about this discussion and what ultimately came with that?
Yeah, so the sewer lining project is one that's been ongoing within the city of Knoxville for the last several years. It may not happen every year, you know, it may be every other year, every 2-3 years, something like that. But it's a project that Pat Murphy and his crew with the water reclamation plant have really kind of spearheaded. And, you know, there's all kinds of reasons that this is a good project for citizens, community members, taxpayers of the city of Knoxville. It's saving tons and tons of money, both up front as it relates to the sewer pipe itself, as well as, you know, kind of at the end of the line, so to speak, at the water reclamation plant. Basically, at the end of the day, it's keeping our inflow and infiltration into the city's sewer system as low or as accurate, really, as we would hope for it to be. So ultimately, what makes its way out to the water treatment plant is, you know, is the water that should be there. We're not going to get a lot of storm water out there. We're not going to get a lot of groundwater, things like that, getting into the pipe. Nor will property owners and things like that have to deal with the kinds of things, you know, that may have been issues in the past. Tree roots, those kinds of things. And assuming the pipe itself is in good structural shape when the lining project happens, this liner is actually going to add a lot of structural strength to the pipe, which will extend the life of the pipe. They're not going to have to tear up the street to get into the sewer. So saving a lot of money from that end, as I said. And then, you know, on the back end, we're not going to have to build a, you know, bigger, newer water treatment plant, which, you know, the estimate there is anywhere from $30 to $35 million, which obviously is not a lot of fun. Not everybody's priority right at the moment. But yeah, this has been a great project, going to add a lot of long-term stability, hopefully, to the system, you know, the sewer system within the community.
Well, moving on to the next item, the East Elementary subdivision, the final plat was laid out for that, and that project is finally starting to take shape, it sounds like, right?
Yeah. The demolition contractor's been out there for a while yet. KADC owns the land. The city and the Economic Development Corporation came together and worked out a deal on the property. So KADC's taken ownership of the property. They've been working with the demolition contractor to abate asbestos and things like that that were in the building that needed to come out before true demolition could start. My understanding is that demolition will start potentially even later this month or the first part of August, which will be great. And what we did at Monday's meeting was essentially chop that bigger block up into smaller lots for development for folks to build homes on. The plan calls for a couple duplexes on the block, some of which KADC will be building, some of which will be available for sale. So if folks have an interest in buying a lot on that end of town, they'll have that opportunity. So it'll be nice to have that open back up, livened back up, put back to good productive use. So we're excited for the project. It's going to be a great thing.
Well, that about does it for the meeting, but a couple other things coming up here with the city. First of all, the city is accepting donations for a huge Christmas tree that they're hoping to get this winter. What can you tell us about that effort?
Huge tree. So this is something that, you know, there's been an awful lot of work downtown the last several years. Not only has there been streetscape kind of from the city's perspective, you know, we needed to replace the infrastructure again, back to sewer and things like that. We needed to replace the infrastructure. We replaced the streets and sidewalks and things on the square itself, and then a couple offshoots there as well. But, you know, increased and enhanced engagement from, you know, the chamber, from business owners, from citizens that want to come together and make events and things happen downtown. There's been just an awful lot of that the last few years. We've seen a lot of business expansion, new businesses opening, existing businesses growing. So it's a really exciting time to be in Knoxville, and this is one of those things that the city felt, you know, we could add a little extra pizzazz kind of to the downtown area, and hopefully help to kick off the holiday season and hopefully holiday shopping season in Knoxville. So yeah, we're accepting donations if folks would like to. Those donations can be accepted at City Hall. They do qualify for a tax deduction. So that would be just a great kind of double win for everybody.
And then speaking of exciting things coming up here in Knoxville, the Nationals are coming back here in just a few weeks. Going to be a great time for the folks of Knoxville to finally, you know, get back together and have a celebration that we couldn't have last year.
Yeah, we're excited for it. Hopefully we'll have a great crowd. Everybody can be safe. And just enjoy a great time in Knoxville again. It's always exciting to have not only drivers, but the teams, the fans, vendors, everybody coming together and just having a ball in town. So we're excited for the Nationals again this year and look forward to everybody doing their part and participating, making it the best that it can be.
Thanks to Knoxville City Council member Dylan Morse for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.